Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska Governor Bill Walker released the joint agreement with China for a proposed liquefied natural gas pipeline in Alaska on Tuesday, revealing more details on the agreement signed in Beijing earlier this month. Walker said this is the closest the state has been to a deal of this magnitude. Walker said, quote, "This is the first time we've ever had market participation. The two most critical pieces of an LNG project is the gas and the market," end quote. The difference from past gas line attempts, Walker noted, is that now the agreement has a banker, a buyer, and an investor in the Bank of China, the fourth largest bank in the world, Sinopec, the world's largest oil company, and the China Investment Corporation. Walker noted that having support from China's President Xi Jinping, as well as President Donald Trump, adds to the feasibility of the project. Walker said China looks at energy projects in the long term, in increments of up to 100 years. Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation President Keith Meyer said this actually works out well with Alaska's resources. Meyer said, quote, "President Xi said China has 100 years of LNG demand, and we said Alaska has 100 years of LNG supply, so it's really a beautiful marriage," end quote. Interior Gas Utility officials held a public meeting Tuesday to explain the Borough Utility's proposed $59 million purchase of Fairbanks Natural Gas parent company Pentex. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the state-financed purchase includes Cook Inlet LNG processing and transplant infrastructure as part of the long-pursued Interior Energy Project.
IGU General Manager Jomo Stewart reminded the 20 or so people who showed up for Tuesday night's meeting at Fairbanks City Hall how the effort to bring natural gas to the interior began about 10 years ago. That's when local residents began looking for alternatives to heating oil after its price began rising toward a peak of $4 a gallon.
It was sucking $300 to $600 million a year out of our economy when that price of oil reached its peak of $4 plus.
Before long, the task force formed in response to the price hikes settled on liquefied natural gas, not only because LNG was cheaper, but also because it would burn more cleanly than other heating fuels, which could help relieve the Fairbanks area's growing air pollution problem.
By giving people another fuel option at a reasonable price that was cleaner, certainly than oil, but way cleaner than wood.
To get the LNG to Fairbanks and then distribute it locally, the Interior Gas Utility, or IGU, settled on a deal proposed in late 2012 by former Governor Sean Parnell that he called the Interior Energy Project. Parnell offered a package of grants, low-interest loans, and bonding authority worth a total of $332 million, which the legislature approved in 2013.
And that's where we are today.
The deal the IGU board will consider December 5th would use about $59.5 million of that funding package to buy Pentex and its assets from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA. The assets include the Titan LNG plant at Point McKenzie and tanker trucks to bring the gas to Fairbanks. The IGU would use the distribution system of another Pentex asset, Fairbanks Natural Gas, along with infrastructure the IGU's been building over the past year, to pipe LNG to the Fairbanks and North Pole areas beginning tentatively in 2020.
We're trying to rapidly transition an energy economy.
It's a complex deal with many moving parts that include building more infrastructure using a $331 million funding package financed through ADA. The IGUs will use some of that to upgrade the facilities and build new ones and clean up contamination at some of the Pentex sites. Perhaps most importantly, the IGU will have to persuade local residents to convert to LNG to heat their homes and businesses.
Conversions are what's going to drive usage, is what drives the system.
That might be a challenge because the IGU concedes it won't be able to provide LNG as cheaply as it had originally hoped. That's a key consideration for property owners who will have to pay for converting to an LNG-fueled heating system, the cost of which, Stewart conceded, could vary widely.
It's hard to say at a forum like this what your conversion costs are going to be.
Firm answers to many questions raised at Tuesday's forum were hard to come by, but the conversational back-and-forth format used by Stewart and IGU Board Chairman Mike Meeks helped make some of the complexities more comprehensible, says Allison Carter, who sat in on the session.
It was a lot of information. I certainly didn't absorb it all, but I do feel like I have a much better idea of what's going on.
Stewart says that's what he and the board had hoped the meeting would accomplish.
And I do hope that the folks who did come feel that they got not necessarily the answers they wanted, but that they felt that they got the information they were looking for, at least know what's going on.
Stewart will get one more chance to let folks know what's going on in next Tuesday's forum at North Pole City Hall. He says the public will get a chance to comment on the Pentex purchase during a November 30th IGU board work session in the Borough Assembly meeting room. Board members are scheduled to vote on the purchase on December 5th. If they approve the deal, the ADA board will vote on December 7th. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.